Hi guys, why not head to my official online store now? Shop at asmr1.com to check out the official AB1 leisurewear line as well as some goalkeeping products. Use the code SOS for 10% discount of all products on our website. Also, make sure you follow our social media pages for regular updates and to keep up with the latest products. Thank you guys for your support as always. Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Season Sports with me, Asmir Pengovic, riding solo. Once again, no Rachel, so all you fans of Rachel, she'll be back with us soon once again. This episode, with the Winter Olympics coming up, we thought we would talk about it. We've got Ailey Barber, BBC broadcaster, joining us to talk about it. She's going to be going there, so she can give us some amazing insights into the preparations for the Winter Olympics. So they're going to be held from the 9th to the 25th of February in Pyeongchang, South Korea, the second ever Winter Olympic Games in Asia after Japan in 1998 in Nagano. So very exciting times ahead. But before we get into our guest, Ailey, thought I'd give you guys a couple of my thoughts as usual on recent sporting events. First and foremost, I have to touch on the King, LeBron James, from the Cleveland Cavaliers, reaching 30,000 points, the youngest ever to do it. What an incredible achievement for him. You know, just keeps racking up those records. And like I've said many times on the show, in different ways, that he's the best basketball player I've ever seen. So, amazing achievement there. Also, the UEFA League of Nations, the draw has been made. We've been drawn in a group with Austria and Northern Ireland. So, two great opponents, four good games, home and away, for us to look forward to with each team. So, excited about it. Colin Murray, a good friend of mine, will be in for a treat when the Bosnians come take over Belfast, so I think that's going to be funny, and you know, some good games to look forward to. Really excited about the League of Nations and see what happens there. So now we'll get into our Winter Olympic chat with Ailey Barber. How are you, Ailey?
I'm good, thank you. I'm good.
Yeah, thanks a lot for joining us here on the Season Sports. Really excited to talk about the Winter Olympics. Obviously, it comes around every 4 years, and it's such an exciting event. How excited are you? Are you excited to be heading over there?
I'm really excited to be heading over. This is my first Olympic experience of winter or summer games, so I'm really looking forward to it. And I'm not 100% sure what to expect because it's my first one, but I'm sure it will be very exciting, a huge event globally, and I'm really looking forward to getting out there next week.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's, you know, it's crazy to think that 4 years have passed since the last one, and you know, it's going to be amazing to see what happens. What sort of events are you most looking forward to in these games?
I love the adrenaline events. I love the sort of the board cross, the speed skating, the ones where the athletes are constantly on that edge of having to go as fast as possible, but they know that one tiny error and it could be all over for them. And there are so many events in the Winter Olympics that are like that. There's just this huge element of risk in so many of the events that makes it so exciting. You can have your favourites going in, but you just never know what's going to happen out on the ice or on the slopes or wherever it may be. So I love that sort of unpredictability of the Winter Olympics.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's some crazy events, like really life-threatening events. I don't know how these guys do it. I mean, from a fellow athlete, I have a huge respect for what they do. I mean, look at like the luge. You know, you're lying there in that ice ball and flying at huge amounts of speeds. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how these guys do it. I really have a huge respect for doing it. And not that I ever want to try it. I'm not sure.
They say you have to have a special mentality to be a goalkeeper, but I think these guys take it to another level.
This takes it to another level. Yeah, I mean we're nuts, but not this crazy. So, you know, a funny thing actually is that the Nigerian women's bobsled team is qualified. It's the first ever Nigerian team, the first ever African women's team to represent in the games. How do you feel about that? That's going to be awesome to cover.
Yeah, it's going to be great. There's a couple of different stories like this of there always is with an Olympics athletes who've come from countries you don't expect. Nigeria certainly one of those countries when it comes to winter sports. But it's like the next cool runnings, if you like. They're all athletes themselves, sprinters mostly, and they've formed this bobsled team and they've qualified, which is incredible. There's also a Tongan. He was the flag bearer at the Rio Olympics. So the Summer Games 2 years ago, he's switched from taekwondo to skiing. He's qualified for the Winter Olympics, the first Tongan skier. So there's some great stories, as there always is around the Winter Olympics. But it'll be great fun to cover some of those athletes and those stories as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's a heck of a storyline. And speaking of storylines, I kind of want to touch a little bit on the absence of the Russian team. Obviously, they've been banned from team events. Mm-hmm. Some individual athletes will be allowed to compete under a neutral Olympic flag. That sounds a bit odd to me. How do you feel about that whole situation?
Yeah, it's a big subject throughout sport. With the Russians, I have to say, with some of the Olympic sports in the Summer Games as well. But you know, I think the most important thing is the integrity of the sport.
Yeah.
And that has to, for me as a sports fan, has to be what's most important. So I think they've had to make this stand, and it'll be interesting. Such a huge nation to miss out. Obviously very successful in winter sports, but yeah, it's probably something that will be an impact on how the games are kind of covered and what happens in the games. But it's, for me, it's all about the integrity of the sport and the games, and there's going to be no shortage of fantastic sporting moments in Pyeongchang, without a doubt.
Absolutely. Ailey Barber joining me here from BBC Sports Broadcast to talk about the Winter Olympics coming up in Pyeongchang from the 9th to the 25th of February. Ailey, there's going to be 102 medals up for grabs over 15 disciplines. Or are some of your athletes to watch in particular to keep an eye out for medal hopes?
Yeah, well, there's a few Brits. The one who I would love to win a medal, I know I'm probably not supposed to say that, but Elise Christie, who's a speed skater, went to Sochi as a big favourite, and she had three disqualifications in Sochi, and there was one of them where there was a collision with another skater, which led to her receiving a lot of abuse online, on social media. She received death threats. Difficult enough to get back into the competing element of the sport, but she did that. She became the first female to win a triple world championship earlier this season, this winter season. So she's going again at the Olympics as a big favourite. And I just think what she's had to overcome in the last 4 years has been so impressive. And it would be a real kind of going full circle to get back out on the ice at the Olympics, but to win a medal this time would be a massive achievement. She's a big favourite for a medal. There's also the women's curlers. They won bronze in Sochi 4 years ago. They've already won the European Championships this winter season. So Eve Muirhead, the skip off the women's curling team. Her brother is also actually competing in the men's team, which is a new team this time around, but they've got huge potential as well. Andrew Musgrave, who has come from a tiny village of Huntley up in Aberdeenshire, he's had a really successful year cross-country skiing, and he had another disappointing first Olympics 4 years ago. So I know he'll be hoping to do a lot better. There's also, I mean, I know I've mentioned three Scots there.
that was on purpose at all.
But Katie Ormer will be really interesting to see. She does one of the new events, the Big Air, the snowboard Big Air, which will be a hugely popular event, I'm sure. She won the World Cup in Moscow last year. So she almost qualified 4 years ago. She was only 16 years of age 4 years ago at Sochi, and she didn't quite qualify, so she's going for her first Olympics, and she's another big medal hope and another really big, exciting event in the snowboard Big Air.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I wish all the Brits the very, very best, and hope to pick up a few medals. I mean, but a couple of the stars, obviously, being at the Olympics, will you get to see people like Lindsey Vonn? And her events, are you looking forward to maybe seeing her, people like that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you go to these kind of events, these games, you want to see the best in the world. And that's what's so good about the Olympics, is that the best in the world are generally all there. So hopefully I will be able to find some time in my schedule to go and watch some of the events. I'll be based at the Alpine Centre, so should have some chance to get out and see some of the events firsthand. And yeah, that's what I'm hugely excited about. To maybe, you know, Olympic Games are little moments in sporting history. So to witness that firsthand is just, you know, it's a great honour to be part of BBC's coverage. And then, yeah, it's very exciting to sort of see little bits of sporting history be made.
Now, one of the whether it's the Summer or Winter Olympics, one, I think one of the coolest things is the opening ceremonies, when you see all the flag bearers and the atmosphere in the stadium. And it's funny, this stadium was built for $58 million, and it's going to be torn down. It's going to be taken down after the games, so it's not even a stadium to be used for the future, which I found is an amazing fact. So why they're doing that. Are you going to head to the opening ceremonies of the games?
Yeah, hopefully, because they're always, yeah, like you say, they're always good fun. And the South Koreans, much like the Japanese, are very into their sort of futuristic light shows and all that kind of thing. So I'm sure it will be very technical, and there'll be lots going on in the stadium, which will be great. And there's also, in terms of political, I know you've mentioned the Russian situation, but there's also going to be the North Korean athletes that are competing are going to be marching in under a unified Korean flag, which will be an incredible moment for the whole
right.
Korean peninsula, which is huge.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be amazing. I think that's what the beauty of sport is, isn't it? When it brings people together, brings nations
Absolutely.
Together, cultures, you know, they put all differences aside, and I think sports can really do that, and that's the power of it, and that's why we all love it. But one last question before I let you go. If you could compete in any Winter Games sport, what would it be?
Well, I am a snowboarder, so for me, it has to be the board cross. I just love that. I'm competitive, so you're actually racing against other athletes down the slopes. You've got the jumps,
yeah.
Massive adrenaline, the speed, and that, like I was saying before, just being on that edge of speed and knowing that one little error and it's all over. That for me would be great fun.
Yeah, well, there you go. You have a bit of an unfair advantage. You've done it before. I was like, I didn't know.
Not quite to the same level or speed.
Well, listen, Ailey, thank you so much for joining us here on The Season of Sports. I wish you all the best in South Korea. I hope you have a trip of a lifetime. It should be amazing. And I'll be watching on TV. And yeah, have a great one. And thanks a lot for coming on.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
That brings us to the end of another episode. Huge thanks to my guest, Ailey Barber, who chatted about the Winter Olympics with us. Super excited event coming up. Guys, as always, listen to us on Audioboom, iTunes, Spotify. We really appreciate your support. Keep listening to our episodes. Please give us a review wherever you get your podcast from. Leave us a review, good or bad. We'd love to hear from you and get your feedback and see how we can do some things better for you guys. So really appreciate it. And we'll see you guys once again very, very soon.